Hello and welcome to Mailbox. Thank you very much for all your feedback, including reception reports and, of course, your quiz answers. Before we get to those, here are some of your recent emails. Mohammed El Said Abd El Rahim from Egypt responded to Radio Prague's coverage of this year's Prague Writers' Festival.
Thank you for the interview and dialogue with the Egyptian novelist Hamdi El Ghazar, who participated in the Prague Writers' Festival.
Colin Law from New Zealand alerted us to an amusing typo he spotted in our email news bulletin.
Thanks for the laugh when I read the Radio Prague news this morning. So what is the age when a driver should give up driving and shooting?
According to the news story, police in Prague arrested a 256-year-old driver who had tried to ram their car off the road. Of course, he was 10 times younger, and we apologize for the typo. Roger Tidy from London responds to this week's one-on-one.
I enjoyed listening to your interview with Jindřich Šídlo. I thought, however, that he was a little too complimentary about British journalism, which he thought was superior to the Czech product. His basis for saying this was his 1 month's experience at The Times in London. The Times is indeed a good paper, but as recent events concerning phone hacking by certain other British papers have shown, there is much that is rotten in British journalism, and in this respect it is hardly a good model.
Thank you for your comments, and now on to our monthly quiz. Marilu Krenek from Texas sent us this answer.
Our mystery person for May is Jan Kaplicki. He was a world-renowned Czech architect who lived and worked a significant part of his life in England. He was one of the most radical architects on the planet in the last 40 years.
Jayanta Chakrabarti writes from India.
Another of the Czech Republic's contributions to the world, this time in the form of a renowned architect, Jan Kaplicki. His innovative design office, Future Systems, amazed the world for its unique fusion of organic design with high-tech futurism. His name will forever be enshrined in such remarkable projects like Birmingham's futuristic Selfridges building and the Media Center at Lourdes, which brought him laurels in the form of the Sterling Prize and the RIBA Award. He also won the International Architecture Competition for Prague's new National Library building, but his dream of putting his footprint in his country of birth never materialized during his lifetime.
Charles Konecny from Ohio wrote,
"It may be that Kaplicki was way ahead of his time, but he was an innovative and brilliant architect whose buildings were designed with continual angles, slopes, and curves. I doubt that he owned a T-square or straight edge, but he must have been darn good in geometry. Of course, his designs were controversial, with some calling his Selfridges store in the Bullring a giant iceberg, and some in Prague were ready to step in front of the bulldozers to keep the library blob from being built. I understand there's a miniature version of the blob built as a bus stop in Brno. So now Kaplicki is gone. I wonder what his tombstone looks like. His Future Systems company is gone, and probably his library building is gone. Or is it?"
This is what Sarah Modu from Nigeria sent us.
Jan Kaplicki was a world-renowned Czech architect who spent a significant part of his life in the United Kingdom. He was the leading architect behind the innovative design office. He was best known for his futuristic Selfridges building in Birmingham. In February of 2007, he won the international architectural competition for the new building of the National Library of the Czech Republic in Prague, a project that was subsequently cancelled.
Ian Morrison from China adds,
"His designs were certainly very innovative. A layman such as myself with little knowledge of architecture could even describe them as space age or science fiction. Impressive works from a great man."
Paul Peacock from Australia sent us this.
Born in Prague in 1937, his formative years were spent there until 1968 when he moved to London with only $100 in his pocket. He worked in various establishments there over the years and set up his own architectural think tank called Future Systems, developing an architectural style combining organic forms and high-tech futurism. He married in 1991 to Amanda Levette, who had joined Future Systems as a partner, but their marriage ended in divorce in 2006, 3 years before he died. He was in Prague when he collapsed in a street of heart failure.
Thank you very much for all your answers. This time, our little prize goes to Zara Modu from Nigeria. Our congratulations, and here is a new question for the month of June. This month we would like to know the name of the Austrian mathematician and physicist born in 1803 who spent a significant part of his career lecturing at the Prague Polytechnic. Please send us your answers as usual to english@radio.cz by the end of the month, along with your questions, comments and reception reports. We are looking forward to all your feedback. Until next time, stay tuned and take care.